Are you a woman founder starting or building your business and it's time to get unstuck and get growing? How do you do the big things that you're dreaming of, build your business empire, and still keep from breaking your sanity and your bank balance? Yes, I said empire. We don't play small around here. You aren't starting a little business or creating a side hustle. You are building your business empire. And if you want it, we are going to help you go get it. This is the One Step Empire from She Corporated, and we're here every week to help you build your business and create freedom through success as an entrepreneur. This is the podcast for women founders who are building their dreams one step at a time. We aren't going to let you play small just because your budget might be. There are hundreds of ways you can create incredible impact in your business with the resources you have right now, and we're going to help you do that each and every week. Massive success in simple steps. That's what One Step Empire is all about. Hello, and welcome back to She Corporated One Step Empire podcast. Last week, you chose your company structure and got your company registered and applied for all the necessary licenses and permits. You are officially ready to do business. This week, we're setting up your online ecosystem and building your audience through social media and other online platforms. This is when you start introducing your brand new business to the world. Now, the first piece of the puzzle in your online presence is your website. It is the anchor. It's the first place most people will go to check your company out and learn more about you. It's where you can drive people to your mailing list and sell your products, and it's really important to get it right. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in or what products or services you sell, you need a professional-looking website. Even if you never sell a thing through your actual website, prospective investors, customers, and partners are going to check out your site, and you want to impress them with a professional product. So let's get started. The first step to building your website is getting your online address by choosing a domain name and registering it. You can register it at sites like GoDaddy.com, register.com, or domains.google. We'll drop some of those links in the show notes for you. There's lots of others, but that's where you're going to get that address to call home on the web. And when you go to those sites, you can search to see if that domain name's already been taken. If it has, they'll quite often suggest alternatives that you can choose from as well. Now, you may decide to work with a web designer, or you may choose to build your own site with a user-friendly interface like WordPress or Shopify. If just starting out in the e-commerce space, it is pretty hard to beat Shopify for features and integration. So definitely check that out if you're in e-commerce. If you're selling courses, there's sites like Kajabi, and there's specialized providers for almost every industry that have a user-friendly interface that you may be able to build yourself. So do a bit of research. See what people recommend for the type of site that you need and the type of business that you're building, and have a look and see if there's something there available that's going to make it easy for you to do it yourself. Now, some great tips for building a company website. First of all, you want to take note of your competitors' sites. See how they're set up and why they might be that way. See what you like about them. Take notes about what you don't like about them and what you would change. You want to take notes of sites from other industries as well that you really like, and note what appeals to you about those particular sites. And then find sites from companies that have a similar brand feel to yours and see how that's showing up on their websites and how they translate that. If you're having somebody design your site, you definitely want to make a list of about 5 or 6 sites that you want to show to your web developer to convey what you're looking for in your design. And then it's a great idea to start by sketching out a template for your site. So include the general layout. You want to include the feel for the homepage, the headers, any drop-down menus, and then what you want to include on each of those drop-down menus, what you want to have in the footer. You can map out the footer of the website. You want to map out the elements that you want to include on the various pages. Let's say you want maps or reviews or social media feeds or blog pages or any other features that you definitely want to have on your site so that they know where they're starting. And then you want to make sure that your site is search engine optimized so that it shows up in search results. You also want to make sure that your site is optimized for mobile devices. If you've been on sites, I'm sure, before that are not optimized for mobile devices, and when you're on your phone, they can be really difficult to use. And most industries, more than 50% of the users are coming from mobile devices. So it's really important now, and that's only going to grow. So moving into the future, it's really important that your site is mobile optimized. Then make sure that the site loads quickly. A lot of people will leave a site if it doesn't load quickly enough. You want to keep it clean and simple. Visual clutter is going to drive your visitors away. You want to make sure that you have a terms of use agreement and a privacy policy. And then also be sure that it's easy for site visitors to navigate, to contact you, to buy your product. And the most important tip I can give you is to test, test, and test some more. You want to test every single link, every button, browse through the site, and imagine yourself as a new customer who's trying to find information or trying to buy something, trying to navigate your site. Is it easy? Does it make sense? Does everything work? Is all of the information correct? Check every single page, every single button. Now, once you've got the site built, you're going to need people to visit it. So let's talk about driving traffic to your website. Now, there are entire books and year-long courses written on this topic, but there's really four key ways to drive traffic to your website. So you want to build a solid site to start with a good search engine optimization, quick load times, and really high quality original content. That's step number one. Step number two is to create a social media following and drive them to your site with lead magnets, offers, and calls to action. You can also pay for traffic with paid ads from search engines and social media sites that will send you traffic. So that's things like Facebook ads or Google AdWords, that type of thing. You can get links from other high quality sites as well. So that's finding out where your audience is already and then getting in front of them on other sites. All right. So next you can start building your audience and your online ecosystem. So once you have your website built, you can start building the rest of your online ecosystem. So if you know your target audience, then you should have a pretty good idea of what social media they use and where they're going to hang out online. So identify the 2-3 maximum social media platforms that you want to focus on and register your username. Now, here's a tip for you. Even if you're not using all of the different social platforms right now, it's a great idea to register that username across all of them so that you have it for later. It'll stop copycats from registering those names on other platforms, as well as later on when you expand and you want to expand to other platforms, you'll have that name registered already. So that's a little tip for you. And then you'll have some consistency later when you grow. So choose 2, maybe 3 maximum: Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, whichever ones that you're going to use. And just focus on a couple of platforms and maximize your opportunity there, because you can't do it all when you start out. So it's better to focus on a couple of platforms and really do a great job on those platforms. Now, there's thousands, literally thousands of full courses on how to grow your social media following, and the strategies change daily. So I really strongly suggest that you find a short course, even if it's just 1 or 2 hours, on social media strategy to get you headed in the right direction. Many of the courses are for the specific platforms. So choose the course that matches with the platforms that you've chosen and that can help you build that account effectively. And one thing that applies to all of the platforms that's going to make your social media manageable is to sign up for a social media scheduler like Later or Hootsuite, for example. It's nearly impossible to manually post quality content a few times a day, every day, and consistency is really key no matter what platform you're on. So a scheduling tool is the secret that's going to allow you to batch produce great content, schedule it out for weeks at a time, and then not be tied to your phone all day, because nobody wants that. So that's your one step for this week. Get your website built, set up your social media and online accounts, and start building that audience. Now, next week, we're going to look at all of the different ways to finance your business and how to figure out how much money you really need. So join us back here for tips on how to bankroll your new business. So make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and drop us a rating or a comment on the podcast, and then hit us up at She Corporated on social, and we'll see you back here next week. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to the One Step Empire podcast. All the resources you need are found on our site, shecorporated.com. There are free downloads. The link to join our community of women entrepreneurs is there. All the show notes for every podcast episode, links to everything we've got going on, and the link to subscribe to the magazine for women founders, She Corporated Magazine. All of it can be found at shecorporated.com on the web. Make sure you follow us at She Corporated on Facebook or Instagram, and set aside some time this week to put into practice what you learned today on the podcast. Block some time on your calendar in the next 7 days and really commit to putting it into practice and not just on your to-do list, because massive action creates massive results. You can do this, and we're here to help.